Good morning and welcome to the July edition of Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. Fulton Focus is a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK. I'm your host, Rob Maynard. We're joined this morning by Corporal Maureen Smith with the Fulton County Police Department, here to talk to us about the National Night Out event coming up. Corporal Smith, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what National Night Out is and where Fulton County is going to be observing it this year.
Well, National Night Out is America's Night Against Crime. It began in 1984, designed to promote police community partnerships and promote involvement in crime prevention activities throughout neighborhoods, just to get the camaraderie together with police and neighborhoods organizing to fight back on crime. And our National Night Out is going to be held on August 5th, Tuesday, August 5th, at 5495 Old National Highway and the 112 Cineplex between 6 to 8 p.m.
So the people that come out on August 5th from 6 to 8, what will they be able to participate in? What's that going to be like?
Well, the National Night Out is focusing on getting to know your beat officers, getting to know law enforcement, and we're going to have plenty of law enforcement out there so the communities can meet their beat officers and get involved in some of the resources that are available to the community. There are some resources that the community may not have known about and will learn on National Night Out. So you'll get to eat. We're going to have plenty of food. We're going to have games for children. We're going to have crime prevention brochures and pamphlets and just education on how to prevent crimes in your neighborhood.
And this is part of a nationwide event that's going on all around the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. National Night Out, again, I said started in 1984. There are over 40 million people involved right now on that day. It's a nationwide event. Over 16,000 communities are involved on that day.
So can you tell us about some of the organizations that are going to be participating in the event?
Yes, we're going to have the police department, of course, the sheriff's department, the marshals with Fulton County. We're going to have Safe Kids out there teaching parents and caregivers on how to keep their children safe and free of injuries. We'll have car seat safety technicians on site to show parents and caregivers how to place their children correctly in car seats and in the vehicles. And just plenty of information on security alarms, security doors, just different vendors out there to help with any questions and answers that communities may need.
Many people only come across the police, you know, when they don't want to be coming across the police, whether it's they've been the victim of a crime or maybe they've been in an accident or maybe even they're suspected of something. So this is really an opportunity to maybe put some names and faces with the police department together in such a way that people begin to realize that your job is as much a part of keeping the community together and safe as anybody's.
That's correct. And this is the opportunity for people to come out and get to know their police department, know the different government resources that are available. So it's a very good event, and we want everyone to come out and enjoy it.
We're talking with Corporal Maureen Smith with the Fulton County Police Department, and we're talking about the National Night Out observance in Fulton County, which is going to be on Tuesday, August the 5th from 6 until 8 p.m. at 5495 Old National Highway in the 112 Megaplex. If you want more information about this event, you can find it at 404-612-5321. If you want more information about the National Night Out, you can go to natw.org. Corporal Smith, let's talk a little bit about crime prevention. Whether I'm going to be there at National Night Out or not, I'm concerned about my neighborhood. What can we do throughout the year to reduce opportunities for criminal activity around our homes and in our neighborhoods?
Well, that's a very good question. It's very important to be proactive. And one of the most cost-effective proactive approaches to crime prevention is the neighborhood watch. It's so important to look out for your neighbors. It's so important to know and how to report crime. And with Neighborhood Watch, you're able to do that because you'll have the police officer a lot more closer to your community when you start your neighborhood watch. So an active neighborhood watch an active community looking out for one another and knowing what to do in reference to crime prevention is key. So a very active neighborhood watch and knowing how to call in crime when you see it. It's so important to call the police.
If you see something, say something. If something looks out of place, if you see something happening in your neighborhood and it doesn't look right, there's a good chance it isn't.
That's absolutely correct.
People can call the Fulton County Police Department. They can call 911 if it appears to be an emergency. And I'm only guessing here, but the National Night Out event on Tuesday, August the 5th, you can probably attend that event and find out how to start a neighborhood watch if you don't have one.
That's correct. You can find out how to start. That is one of my main responsibilities in my unit, is to start and activate neighborhood watches that have been inactive for whatever reason. So absolutely can come out and find out that information by visiting the Fulton County Police Department's area. We're going to have our command vehicle out. We're going to have crime prevention information out there for you and information on Neighborhood Watch.
So again, it's Tuesday, August 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. at 5495 Old National Highway, the 112 Megaplex. And you can contact Fulton County Police Department if you have further questions about the event at 404-612-5321. You can go to the National Night Out, National Association of, is that Town Watches?
Yes.
At natw.org to see more about the national movement involved here. Corporal Smith, if somebody's listening and they can't be there on August the 5th, but they're interested in the Neighborhood Watch program, how can they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me at 404-612-5321 if you want to start your neighborhood watch in the unincorporated areas of South Fulton County.
Thank you so much, Corporal Maureen Smith, for talking to us today about National Night Out.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Fulton Focus on WCLK. Fulton County is your county at your service. Fulton County government serves nearly a million citizens each and every day. Within a matter of a few weeks, public schools in Fulton County will be starting the 2014-2015 year. August 11th is actually the first day of classes. We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves to talk about a great back-to-school opportunity for area kids and parents. Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you. I hope you've had your first cup of coffee already.
Well, it's brewing in the background right now, so excuse the raspy voice.
That's all right. This event is coming up July the 29th at Atlanta Technical College. That's Tuesday, July 29th. It's your back-to-school kickoff celebration for Fulton County kids. Could you talk a little bit about what this event's about and why it's important to you?
Well, first of all, we want to make Fulton County as kid-friendly as possible. We have precious individuals within our communities who need to be supported and encouraged and inspired and motivated to do well in school and to strive towards academic excellence. And so we are carving out a little bit of a niche for us this year. We're partnering with the Atlanta Technical College off of Metropolitan Parkway. And on July 29th, as you indicated, we are doing a back-to-school kickoff that includes, among other things, free haircuts. And so Atlanta Tech has a program where they train barbers, and we've gotten about 15 barbers to agree to set aside their time to cut young men's haircuts, boys' haircuts. And so we're going to be there from 10:30 to 12:30. Young men take pride in how they look, and so we want to give them an opportunity to get a free haircut, to look fresh as they get ready for school.
You know, if you're starting a new school or a new grade, that first impression is an important one. So this is a small detail that's actually not such a small detail.
You know, you're actually right. You want people to understand the importance of good impressions, but we're not just interested solely in physical appearance. We're also going to do something, provide information for parents of programs and services and activities that are available to them to support their children. And so the Fulton County Children and Youth Department will be there and showing and explaining and sharing the wonderful services that we have for young people. We have a Fulton County Youth Commission. We have what's called a START program that works with families to try to get young men and women to see the value of education, stay in school. And so we have a wide range of programs and services that are funded through Fulton County. And so our staff will be on hand to distribute literature, explain the programs to parents, and to encourage boys and girls to sign up for them. So we're going to have that, and we're going to be partnering with some of our stores to provide free back-to-school supplies. So pens and papers and erasers and notebooks will be available for our young boys and girls.
So not just you've got sort of body, mind, and spirit all covered in one event here. It's interesting to me. You've got a great list of partners here. Obviously, Fulton County's Office of Children and Youth, who we speak to on this program pretty regularly, Fulton County Health and Wellness. Of course, your hosts at Atlanta Technical College, but also Georgia 4-H, Young Entrepreneurs of Atlanta Foundation, the Young Generation Movement, and 100 Black Men of Atlanta. And that's just a lot of resources for someone that maybe they're getting ready to start the school year, maybe they're on a fixed income, maybe things are kind of tight in the household. Here's a great opportunity on Tuesday the 29th to maybe come out, spend a couple of hours, and not only have pencils and notebooks, but maybe have a little more inspiration than when they got there.
Yes. I mean, as you were listing out the sponsors, I was reminded of what Hillary Clinton said a few years ago: it takes a village to raise a child. And so all of those organizations, and there may be others out there who want to join arm in arm together to try to support our young people. They say that our young people are 20% of our population, but they're 100% of our future. And we certainly have tremendous, vibrant young people in our communities, but we also have those who are in challenged environments. And we want to support all of our young people so that they can have a good start with the academic school year, have a good school year, and have an eye towards finishing with high marks at the end of the school year. So we want to get them off to a great start on July the 28th.
29th.
29th.
July the 29th. We're talking with Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves about he's hosting this back-to-school kickoff celebration at Atlanta Technical College on July 29th. Mr. Chairman, you're a Morehouse man. You have a graduate degree from an Ivy League school. You have a doctorate degree. Back when you were a elementary school kid, middle school kid, there may have been people that didn't see that in you. That's very true for a lot of kids in our community, isn't it?
It is. I mean, people see me today as mild-mannered and reserved and even-keeled. But, you know, back in the day, you know, I had issues with anger management, and I didn't sometimes see the value of education. But fortunately, I had great parents. I had a strong father in my life along with a great mother. And they believed in me, and they saw potential in me that I didn't see in myself as a 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. And I had grandparents, and I had teachers, and I had significant others who were football coaches and basketball coaches who saw some potential in me. And so, you know, like ourselves, children of today go through those same transitional points in their life, and we need to get them to see that they have potential, and you have to be repetitive about it. I have children of my own and who are in a great environment, great parents, but they also have their doubts at times. But you have to be repetitive, you have to be consistent, you have to be persistent. And so government can play a role in supporting young people, and that's what we're doing on July the 29th. We want to get our young people to recognize and understand that they have potential and they are our future. And so we want to give them fresh haircuts, we want to give them supplies, we want to provide them with information of how they can be engaged during the school year to do activities after school so that they can have the best possible life that they can.
Well, and this is a good event. It's Tuesday, July 29th from 10:30 to 12:30 at Atlanta Technical College. That's on Metropolitan Parkway. If you need more information on this, you can find Chairman Eaves at John H. Eaves on Facebook and at John Eaves on Twitter. And you can also reach out to Daryl Carver with Commissioner Eves' office at 404-612-8238. If you've got little ones and older children, there will be great games and crafts and a children's story time and music, as well as the school supplies and the free haircuts. Commissioner Eves, I hope this is a great event for you this year, and any parting words for us this morning?
Well, listen, thank you to WCLK for all the great work that you do in our community in terms of providing not just wonderful music, but also great information. And we are just pleased at Fulton County to have this partnership. And thank you for giving us the airtime this morning to inform your listening audience about this wonderful activity that's coming up. And so parents, guardians, caretakers of any sort who work with children, please bring your young boys and girls out on the 29th for this great event that we're hosting at Atlanta Technical College.
Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eves, thanks for joining us on Fulton Focus this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. My guests today are Lolita Collins, the Community Development Manager for the Housing and Community Development Division of Fulton County Government. Thank you for joining us, Lolita.
Thank you for the invite, Rob.
And we're also joined by George Bergen, Director of Communications and Technology for the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership, also known as ANDP. Today, we're talking about an interesting project going on here in town. But first, talk a little bit about it with us. We're talking about Stanton Crest. Talk about that and how the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership has worked with you on that to provide some really good opportunities for people.
Well, thank you, Rob. Fulton County had an opportunity to receive funds from the U.S. government under the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. And under that program, it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, stabilize neighborhoods. We procured a developer, ANDP, to come with us and go over to different parts of the county and acquire, rehab, and market rental opportunity this time for eligible renters who may not be so ready for home ownership. This was an opportunity to purchase a vacant unit in the city of East Point, and it's turned out so wonderful. ANDP has had experience with Fulton County in the past, and we're just excited about this opportunity for renters to come over and join us in this new renovated apartment complex.
And so we're talking about Stanton Crest. Could you tell us where this is and what sort of opportunity this is for families to find themselves in a nice new apartment?
Thanks, Rob. Stanton Crest Apartments is located at 1988 Stanton Road, which is on sort of the northern boundary of the city of East Point. It's a beautiful little neighborhood. The apartment complex itself is a very cozy 24 units and two buildings. So we're very excited that families or individuals who are looking for a newly renovated apartment complex will have a great opportunity at an affordable rate. This building was previously unoccupied for 8 years, and when Fulton County came to us and said this is a great opportunity to sort of return a community asset to a usable state, we were happy to participate, and we did a full gut rehab on the building. We were able to save the brick and rock exterior, but then did a full gut rehab inside, so tenants will have an all-new floor, ceiling, walls, electrical, lighting, to say nothing of all new carpet and paint, et cetera, and appliances. The units come equipped with all new kitchen appliances.
And so what are the sizes of these units? Are we talking single people, families? What sizes of units are there, and what sort of availability is there?
They're all two-bedroom apartments, and they are very spacious bedrooms with the individual closets with sliding doors, so they're very handy for space-saving attributes. All two bedrooms. The lower level, it's in two stories, and the first floor is also, the units are also handicap accessible. They're ADA compliant, so there's been a great attention into making sure that there's a roll-in shower for those who are wheelchair dependent, handrails in appropriate places, wider walls, et cetera. And as far as availability, we're about half leased up,
right.
And they're going pretty quick. So we want folks to be aware of the opportunity and call our leasing agent to get more information on the income requirements.
So how does that work? Is this an opportunity for people that might have lower incomes, and what do they need to do to become part of the process to take advantage of this opportunity?
Yeah, we want folks to call our leasing agent at 404-762-9871 to get the understanding of the process. You must meet certain income guidelines. The program is designed to help those who have that particular need, and the our leasing agent can give them a breakdown at 404-762-9871. And the process is pretty simple. They will be asked to complete an application, but the leasing agent will walk you through that.
And if you could, and this is a great opportunity, but this isn't the first time that Fulton County and ANDP have partnered, is it? Could you talk just a little bit about what you've done in the past and what the future holds for opportunities for people to get into nice places to live at affordable rates?
Right. The first time that we partnered with ANDP, we purchased single-family homes for home ownership opportunity. We acquired vacant, blighted, abandoned, or foreclosed homes. We gave them rehab dollars to make them like new, put them back into the community, just as if they were new. And we marketed the property to low to moderate income homeowners. It was really affordable. Some of the homes probably averaged up to maybe $120,000. Some went up to $210,000. So the homes are great. They're throughout the county. We purchased 6 in Roswell, and the rest are in South Fulton, College Park, unincorporated Union City, Fairburn.
And this can make such a positive difference in a neighborhood. If you have a neighborhood that's sort of fallen down a little bit, if somebody comes in and puts a new coat of paint on and puts a family in a house where maybe there was a vacant house before, that can make all the difference in the world in a community.
We are so thrilled to be working with Fulton County on this project. Folks need to know that when a house is left abandoned because of foreclosure or, frankly, any reason, and certainly an apartment complex like Stanton Crest Apartments, that brings the neighborhood values down. That invites crime and disinvestment. So it's anytime you can get a home renovated and filled and get those community assets back on the tax rolls and keeping neighborhoods safe, it's well worth the effort.
Right. NSP is doing exactly what it was designed to do, to spur economic opportunity and growth in the neighborhoods and make them back home.
Hey, Rob, let me go over the list of amenities, too, because I may have glazed over that pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's circle back and here mention what is available at Stanton Crest and how people can follow up.
Yeah, so the unit amenities themselves, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful rehab, full rehab. The kitchens have granite countertops, and there's custom kitchen cabinetry, all wood cabinetry, and the facilities have been wired for cable. They've been pre-wired for security in case tenants want to take that on themselves. All the appliances are new and matching, I might say. It's a little thing, but yes, having a matching color stove and refrigerator is important.
Well, just looking at the photographs and the floor plans that you've shown to me here, it looks like a really nice place to live. Again, who qualifies and how do they find out about possibly landing an apartment at Stanton Crest?
Well, right now the units are $709 per month. And to find out about leasing, we encourage folks to call our leasing agent at 404-762-9871. Or they can go online to stantoncrest.com and get more details.
And if we have somebody listening today that's interested in what ANDP is doing and Fulton County's involvement with this, if they wanted to be some sort of a partner or stakeholder in a project like this, how could they respond?
They may give me a call at 404-613-7944. And again, my name is Lolita Collins, and I'm a community development manager.
Lolita Collins and George Bergen. Lolita, thanks for dropping by to Fulton Focus again.
No problem. Thank you for the invite.
And George, thank you so much for your good work on these and other projects in the community.
Thanks, Rob. Happy to do it.
Talking elections today. We'll be talking about Tuesday's primary runoff election. We're joined again on Fulton Focus by Registration and Elections Director for Fulton County, Richard Barron. Welcome back, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is election season's underway. Anybody that's watching various media or listening is hearing campaign ads, not on this radio station, but there is a vote Tuesday to decide the primary runoffs. What sort of preparations has the Fulton County Department of Registration and Elections made for this this election?
Our preparations have been underway since before the primary, and this is a continuation of that election. And I think what you'll see is a continuation of the better customer service and just better run, more efficient election than the same order that we ran on May 20th.
What about the process of voting? Obviously, the early voting has come to an end. We're days away from the election. People, if they're going to vote Tuesday, they've already registered. At this point, if I wanted to see a sample ballot for what's going to be voted on before I get to the polls, is there a way to do that?
Yes, you can visit the Secretary of State's My Voter page, and that's at mvp.sos.ga.gov.
And that is an excellent site. You can go in there and tell them who you are and where you are, and they'll let you know if you're registered, and you can find out all the information on the ballot. Richard, if somebody goes to their polling place on Tuesday to vote and for whatever reason their name's not on the list, they can still cast a ballot, can't they?
Yes, the provisional ballot is always the last line of defense for the voter. That it allows any voter to vote, and then it gives us also time after the day of the election to research that voter's situation to make sure that they're given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to them casting their ballot.
Are voters in Fulton County required to present identification in order to vote?
Yeah, and there's many different types of identification a voter can present. A Georgia driver's license, a driver's license from another state. That's even also they can do tribal ID, military ID, any government ID, just as long as they are registered here in Fulton County, they can vote.
And so this vote is on Tuesday. Probably most of the people voting in this already voted in the primary back in May, but this election is going to result in the final choices in the ballot for November. The general election is in November. What is somebody who should register to vote, and how can people register to vote in Fulton County if they want to vote in November in the general election?
Many ways to register to vote for the November general election. The Secretary of State has a new application for iPhones and Androids, and they can download that and register through that application. And through that application, there are many other things that they can do. I think they can even look at their sample ballot on that application. And also, they can register to vote at any of our offices. They can vote through the driver, the DPS offices when they get their driver's license, libraries, city halls, any of those places.
Election day for the general election. This Tuesday, we're going to decide the primary candidates, and then we'll have the candidates in the general election on Tuesday, November the 4th. The voter registration deadline is October the 6th.
Correct.
So if you're going to register to vote in November, you need to register by October the 6th. What about early voting, Richard? Has that proven to be a boon for people in Fulton County? And if somebody wants to cast an early vote in the general election, what sort of time frame do you think they'll be looking at?
Well, we're going to encourage people to vote early more and more, especially in these higher turnout elections such as the November gubernatorial election. Early voting, what it does is it relieves the lines on election day. What we saw this year in the primary election was that we had we doubled our turnout, both in terms of percent of voters voting early and the numbers over 2010's gubernatorial primary. And I think that trend will continue to until we get to the presidential, when hopefully way more than half of the voters will vote early.
And so if people want to follow up on early voting and they've got their registration straight, what's the best way for someone to reach out to your office?
Well, they can call our office at 612-7020, and they can be directed to the right person, whether it be for registration questions or any questions about their polling places. They can also go to FultonElections.com to follow up on early voting places that we'll have available in November. Those places will be nailed down shortly, and we're going to try to keep them consistent from election to election so that the ones that were used in May will probably be used again in November.
All right. We've been talking with Fulton County Registration and Elections Director Richard Barron. Again, FultonElections.com or the Secretary of State site, which is an excellent one, My Voter Page. It's mvp.sos.ga.gov. Richard, best wishes for an uneventful primary runoff election on Tuesday. I hope everyone goes out and votes.
Yeah, I hope everyone gets out to vote. And just as a reminder, make sure that you go to your polling place on election day. It makes the process go much smoother for the voters if they do go to their assigned polling location.
Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And thank you, Richard Barron, with Fulton County Registration and Elections. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus today. Our July edition of the program was produced by Erica Davis and myself, Rob Maynard. Thanks to all of our guests, including Commission Chairman John Eaves. Fulton County is your government at your service. For more information about the initiatives you've heard about on today's program, visit FultonCountyGA.gov. Online. You can listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus.